Let us begin our advanced biblical Hebrew class today on page 148 and 149. The new vocabulary is on page 149. We have Shebashiflenu. Who in our degradation. And who rescued us, that's Vayifrakenu. From our enemies, Mitzarenu. And to give thanks, Hodu. What is the word in Hebrew for thank you?
Todah rabah
is thank you very much. Todah. Look at the verb analysis. The verb zachar is a simple pa'al verb, meaning he remembered. We all remember that from our first book, don't we? And the next word, vayifrakenu, is reversing vav perfect. Interesting. And he rescued us. Where's the us? That's the anu. It comes from the verb parak, which is a pa'al verb meaning to rescue. We know another verb in Hebrew that means rescue also. What is that one? Natsal. Save, rescue, snatch away. And then we have notain. That O vowel between the first and second root letters tells us it's an active participle, so giving or setting. And the last one, hodu, comes from the root yada. It's a he feel verb, and it means praise. It's a command. Hodu ladonai ki tov. Give praise to the Lord, or give thanks to the Lord, either way, for he is good. So it's a command. Give thanks or give praise. The grammatical note says Psalm 136 is a song of praise fashioned as a mild command. A community would have chanted this psalm during public worship. At home, we've been reading it responsively here at Hanukkah time. So Psalm 136 may have originated in the spring Passover celebration, a holiday with which it's associated in modern times. So let's come over to page 148. We're continuing our reading of Psalm 136, verses 1 to 26. And echo me, please, with verse 23. Shebashiflenu. Zachar. Lanu. Ki. Le'olam. Chasto. What is the root word of chasto?
Chesed.
What's chesed?
Loving kindness.
Mercy. Okay, so Daniel, please translate verse 23 for me.
All right. Who in our degradation?
Remembered to us. Ki le'olam chasto.
Because his mercy is forever.
Verse 24. Vayifrakenu. Mitzarenu. Ki. Leolam.
Chasto.
Candy, would you translate that one for us, please?
And who rescued us?
And he rescued us from our enemies.
Because his mercy is forever.
Because his mercy is forever. Number 25, notain.
Notain.
Lechem.
Lechem.
Lechol.
Lechol.
Basar.
Basar.
Ki leolam chasto.
Ki leolam chasto.
Daniel, what is that?
Giving bread to all flesh.
Giving bread to all flesh.
Because his mercy is forever.
Because his mercy is forever. Line 26, Hodu.
Hodu.
La'el.
La'el.
Hashemayim.
Hashemayim.
Ki le'olam chasto.
Ki le'olam chasto.
Candy.
Give thanks to the God of the heavens.
Give thanks to the God of the heavens.
Because his mercy is forever.
Because his mercy is forever. Very good. Turn the page. The new vocabulary is on 151. And again, a lot of it is not new to us, but let's take a look at it. In the upper right-hand corner is Mishkavi.
Mishkavi.
Yes, Mishkav is bed. Mishkavi, my bed. And then we have a Sheh.
Sheh.
Just Sheh. That, who, which, where. What word do we normally use for that, who, which, or where?
Asher.
Asher. So the Sheh by itself can stand for the whole word Asher. Akuma.
Akuma.
Says, I will arise, but isn't it more, I might arise?
In the context, because it's followed by please.
Yeah, it's followed by please. The left-hand side. Va'asovva.
Va'asovva.
And go about. Vashavakim.
Vashavakim.
In the streets. Uvar chovot. God bless you.
I don't think that's how you pronounce it.
It's uvar chovot. I'm pretty sure.
No,
I know you meant you. I'm just yanking your chain. What's it mean? And in the squares. And in the center, in the new vocabulary, it says hasovim.
Hasovim.
The ones who go about. Look how it's related to the word in the upper left-hand column. Va'asovva, and go about. Who goes about? Hasovim. The ones who go about. Let's look at the verb analysis. Our first verb is pieo, which is strong emotion type action. Bakash in pieo means to seek. So we have bikashti, I sought.
Bikashti.
Yep, everybody say bikashti.
Bikashti.
I sought. The next verb, the root is ahav, which is love. It's a pa'al verb, simple action. The whole word is she'ahava.
She'ahava.
What is she'ahava?
Who loved.
Who loved. Mm-hmm. Who loved. As in the James Bond movie, The Spy Who Loved Me.
Yep.
Yep. The third word, bikashtiv.
Bikashtiv.
Bikashtiv. I sought him. Right?
Yes.
I sought him. Bikashtiv. The next one, metzativ.
Metzativ.
I found him. Well, it's a good thing I was seeking him then, if I found him. Kind of works well together. The next one, akuma.
Akuma.
Is cohortative, so may I arise, right?
Yes.
may I arise? That's why it has that awe at the ending that we're not really accustomed to. That's not an awe of direction, it's cohortative, which means it's may I as opposed to I will.
So are cohortative and jessive pretty much the same thing?
I think so, pretty much. The next verb is a poleal verb, which we don't see very often, but it's also cohortative. It's va'asova.
Va'asova.
Mm-hmm. And I
went about, or yeah, may I go about.
Uh-huh. May I go about. That's probably the best way to put it. May I go about. The next one's a pial, strong emotion. It's from the verb seek, avaksha.
Avaksha.
Avaksha. Cohortative. May I seek. And in the English over here, they've translated all of these as I will and just ignored the fact that they're cohortative. Okay. The next verb is, I'm glad we know better. Okay. Metsavuni.
Metsavuni?
No, I don't think so.
Is it Metsavuni?
Let me think. Okay. Metsavuni.
Metsavuni.
Yeah, remember sometimes the vav is pronounced as a vav with a doubling dagesh, but it wouldn't syllabalize right this time. The mem is the first syllable, the zadeh and the kametz is the second syllable, so the aleph has to start the third syllable, that's the u, and then the last one ni, so metsauni. It's perfect tense. From the pa'al, from matzah, which means find, so
they found me.
They found me. Where's the me?
The ni.
That's the ni at the end. Mm-hmm. Good. Hashomrim.
Hashomrim.
The verb is shamar, which means guard or keep. The ha on it tells us that this is a gerund. It's a participle being used as a noun. So this is the guardians or the guards. You agree?
Yes.
Literally, it means the guarding ones. But in English, we would say that is the guardians or the guards. Then we have another participle. It's an active participle, as was ha-shomrim, ha-sov-vim.
Ha-sov-vim.
It's a participle being used as a noun, so we call that a gerund. So these are the ones going around.
The going around ones?
Yep. It's literally the going around ones, but that doesn't sound quite as good. How do I know it's an active participle, Daniel?
Because the O vowel between the first and second root letters.
Right, the O vowel between the first and second root letters. The ha up front means it, the verb, even though it's a verb form, is being used as a noun. And the im at the ending tells us it's plural, so the ones going around. The last one, ra'itam.
Ra'itam.
That's simply, y'all saw. So it's you, masculine, perfect, in the plural, from saw. Okay, the grammatical notes. The first one says, throughout this section, the participle she appears in front of many words. In parts of the Hebrew Bible, including Song of Songs, or in our Bible, it's called Song of Solomon, she is used in place of asher, with no change in meaning. And I have a note to look back at page 25. Look back at page 25. And I have no idea why I put that note, because I don't see anything on there that has to do with chef. So, ignoring it. Oh, no. It's because of the next note, 3-2, the poleal. We saw poleal verbs on page 25. That was the last time we saw one of those. All right, so let's look back at page 25 now that we know what my note is. In the grammatical note at the bottom, it says poleal, which frequently functions as a substitute for pal in hollow verbs. Hollow verb is one that has a yod or a vav as the middle root letter. Okay, that makes sense. Now let's read the Hebrew on page 150. Ready?
Yes.
All.
All.
Mishkavi.
Mishkavi.
Balela. Balelot.
Balelot.
Bikashti.
Bikashti.
Eight, not et, it's eight.
Eight.
She'ava.
She'ava.
Nafshi. Bikashtiv.
Bikashtiv.
Velo.
Velo.
Mitzativ.
Mitzativ.
Akuma.
Akuma.
Na.
Na.
Va'asovva.
Va'asovva.
Va'ir.
Va'ir.
Bashavakim.
Bashavakim.
Uvarchovot.
Uvarchovot.
Uh-huh. Avaksha.
Avaksha.
Eight.
Eight.
She'ahava.
She'ahava.
Nafshi.
Nafshi.
Bikashtiv.
Bikashtiv.
Velo.
Velo.
Metzativ.
Metzativ.
Then we have Metzauni.
Metzauni.
Hashomrim.
Hashomrim.
Hashovim.
Hashovim.
Hasovim. Did I say that wrong? Never mind. Hasovim. Ba'ir.
Ba'ir.
Eight.
Eight.
She'ahava.
She'ahava.
Nafshi.
Nafshi.
Ra'itim.
Ra'itim.
This is from Song of Songs, or Song of Solomon, chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. But notice how many of the Aleph Tavs are eight and not et. Daniel, what does an Aleph Tav with an eight vowel represent?
It represents Yeshua.
Represents Yeshua, our Messiah, who is all through this song.
But is it also a direct object marker as well?
It's also a direct object marker as well. Mm-hmm. So, Daniel, I believe it's your turn. Do half of verse 1.
All right. Upon my bed... In the nights.
Upon my bed in the nights.
I sought who my soul loved.
I sought who my soul loved. Candy?
I sought him.
I sought him.
I did not find him.
And I did not find him. Number 2. Daniel started.
All right. May I rise?
May I rise? Please.
And may I go about?
And may I go about in the city?
In the streets.
In the streets.
And in the squares.
And in the squares. Candy?
May I seek?
May I seek?
Who my soul loves?
Who my soul loved?
I sought him.
I sought him, And?
I did not find him.
And I did not find him. Daniel, first half of three.
The guards found me.
The guards found me.
The ones who go about in the city.
Really? What does that mean? The ones who go about in the city. What does it refer back to?
It refers back to the guards.
Exactly. Refers back to the guards, not to me. Mm-hmm. Candy, finish, please.
In the city.
Mm-hmm.
Who my soul loved.
Who my soul loved.
You saw.
You saw.
I know down at the bottom it says it's a question, but I don't really understand how they're forming this as a question because I don't see the ha anywhere, or I can't.
There is no ha of a question there. There is nothing here that indicates it's a question.
Okay.
Even though.
Are they just taking creative liberty?
They're just taking creative liberty.
So how would you translate that? Because that, especially that last half of verse 3 doesn't really make sense to me.
Well, it kind of says the guards who are going about found me in this city.
And then the 8, why is there an 8 there?
That's a good question because it's not preceding. Well, I guess the direct object is the one who my soul loved. You kind of have to put in the one who, and that would be the direct object to
Y'all saw.
Uh-huh. You have seen. Yep, you have seen the one whom my soul loves. Loved.
So really, if we wanted to make it make more sense, shouldn't we put that right him in front of the eight? That
yes.
That would kind of make it make more sense.
Yes. If you were going to arrange it to make more sense in English, you would put the verb before the direct object marker. That's one of the things we've learned about Biblical Hebrew, though, is the direct object marker is necessary because the words can come in a lot of different orders. Very good. Pages 152 and 153. Look at all the new vocabulary, new verb analysis for not very much Hebrew. So, in the upper right-hand column of new vocabulary, we have kimat.
Kimat,
scarcely. What does scarcely mean?
Not much,
rarely, yep. Achaztiv.
Achaztiv.
I held him. Arpanu. I let him go. Cheder. No, it's not. Why isn't it? It's Cherer. Cherer.
Cherer. I think that's a typo because it's Cheder in the exercise over here.
I hope so because Cheder means room, so they simply misspelled it here.
So I have no idea what a Cherer is.
Yeah, me either. When it says room, I just naturally said Cheder because that's the word for room.
Yeah, it's so, right over here at the exercise. It's just, they had a typo there.
Yeah. We all make typos now and then.
Yeah. I'd like to know what a horror is.
Yeah, I don't think it's anything. It doesn't bring anything to mind. The next word is chorati.
Chorati.
Chorati, the one who conceived me. Interesting way to say that. Of course, the whole Song of Songs, the whole thing is unusually written. At the top of the new vocabulary list, on the left-hand side, we have Hishbati.
Hishbati.
I make promise. Normally, that word means I swear. We'll have to see why they translated a little softer, I guess. Then we have beats va'ot.
Beats va'ot.
By gazelles. And then we have ba'elot.
Ba'elot.
By does. May even be ba'elot as I get a little closer. Ba'elot. Okay, ta'iru.
Ta'iru.
You stir up. Interesting. Because the next one is ta'oru.
Ta'oru.
You rouse. It's from the same root. But one is he feel, you stir up, and you rouse is poleil. Same root, though. Interesting. Underneath, there's one more. Shetech pots. Interesting. Strange word. It pleases. It pleases. Okay. Verb analysis. She'avarti.
She'avarti.
It's from the pa'al of avar, which means to cross over. So what does the she' there mean? Who.
That. That who.
That or who. Who. I crossed over. Right?
Yeah.
Avarti is I crossed over. Who I crossed over. So maybe it'll be what I crossed over once we finally get to it. Because she, I remember, is who, that, which, where, all those little words. Next one, that's the same she up front. She matzati.
She matzati.
Who I found. And remember, crossed over can also be passed by. The third one, same she ahava.
She ahava.
Who I loved. It's not I. It's who she loved.
Who she loved.
Who she loved. So that aleph is not an imperfect signal letter for I. It's simply ahava, she loved. Okay. Then we have achaz tiv.
Achaz tiv.
The eve at the end is him. So it's perfect tense. I grasped him. I keep thinking how much it sounds like Chazak, but it's not. It's achaz. Achaz, to grasp. He grasped. The next is a he feel verb. He feel is causative. Arpenu.
Arpenu.
Arpenu. The new at the end is him. So it's I will let him go. Really? I will let him go. Is that the way you translate it?
Yeah.
Looks like it would be us.
But sometimes that ooh ending can be him too.
Yeah, new can be him or us, either one. But over here in the suffix, they say third person masculine singular, which would be him. And now we have another of those shes, which means who or what. So who. And then there's the him at the end. And is he feel who brought him?
Who I brought him?
Yeah, the I didn't sound good to say who I brought him. So we'll put that. But
it's literal.
But I think we'll massage it a little when we get over to the Hebrew side. And then we have...
I think the translators massage it a little too much.
Yeah, oftentimes they do. Horati.
Horati.
Is from hara, which is conceive. Which is a little different from yalad, give birth to. This is what precedes giving birth to. It's a participle form, so giving birth to me. Oh, no, conceiving me. Conceiving me. Next one, hishbati.
Hishbati.
Hishbati is he feel, which is causative, cause to swear. They translate up above, I make promise. It's literally, I swear, right? Ta'iru.
Ta'iru.
Imperfect, second person, so it's you will stir up. Up above, they just translated it, you stir up. Okay, but it's you will stir up. Te'oru.
Te'oru.
That's the poleil. In the poleil, stir up means to rouse, to cause to come to action. It's the imperfect. You will rouse. And then we have another of those shes, which means who? Shetechpats.
Shetechpats.
From the root chafats in the pa'al, which is to please or delight. Who? Third person, feminine, singular. Who she pleased. Okay, that'll be interesting. And notice on 3-4, instead of odd a share, this Song of Songs is going to use odd sha. Odd sha. So they just keep abbreviating a share with the sha. Verse 3-5. There is a special formula in Hebrew for an adjuration. You adjure someone when you insist that he or she make a promise in which there's a penalty for breaking one's word. We call that swearing, right? There's a penalty for breaking it. Here the speaker adjures the reader using the hefil of the root shava. When the word im follows an adjuration, it means that not. The verse does not say if you stir up or rouse love, it says that you not stir up or rouse love. So the im, which normally means if, but when it follows an adjuration, it gives the meaning of that not. Okay, that you not. Okay, that's enough of those roots, because the other one just says, may look like a masculine ending, but it's not. So page 152, verse 4, let's read it in Hebrew. Kimat.
Kimat.
She'avarti.
Mayhem.
Odd. Shematzati.
Shematzati.
Eight.
Eight.
She'ahava.
She'ahava.
Nafshi.
Nafshi.
Achaz tiv.
Achaz tiv.
Velo.
Velo.
Arpenu. Odd. Shehavetiv.
Shehavetiv.
L.
L.
Bait.
Bait.
Imi.
Imi.
Va'el.
Va'el.
Cheder.
Cheder.
Horati.
Horati.
Hishbati.
Hishbati.
Etchem.
Etchem.
Benot.
Benot.
Yerushalam, it says, but it's Jerusalem.
Yerushalam.
Beitzvaot.
Beitzvaot.
O.
O.
Ba'ilot.
Ba'ilot.
Hadea.
Im.
Ta'iru.
Ta'iru.
Va'im.
Va'im.
Te'orru.
Te'orru.
Et.
Et.
Ha'ahava.
Ha'ahava.
Od.
Od.
Shetechpats.
Shetechpats.
So there are other words in here that they have abbreviated. Hadeh should be ha-sadeh, but we've lost the sa syllable. What I'm thinking is, this was written by Solomon. Solomon had all the foreign wives, and he used a lot of Aramaic along with Hebrew words in his writings. So I think perhaps he's, shall we say, being less precise in Hebrew than he perhaps should be? I don't know. But go ahead and translate for me. Verse 4, first half, Daniel.
All right. So scarcely... see, that one's interesting to try to translate.
Mm-hmm.
Scarcely that I crossed over from them.
Okay, scarcely that I crossed over from them or passed by from them.
Yeah.
Yep, that's an odd construct. It is. So go on.
Until that I found.
Until I found.
Who my soul loved.
Who my soul loved. Notice they say down below loves, but it's perfect tense. It's not a active participle.
I held him.
I held him, okay. Go ahead, Candy.
Go ahead.
And I will not let him go.
Is this not perfect tense?
No, it's imperfect.
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird that one before it was perfect tense, and then this.
I thought they were both imperfect. Are they not?
No, one's perfect and one's imperfect.
Okay. Yep, that's odd. But like I said, there's a lot of odd constructs going on here. So, and I will not let him go
until I bring him to the house of my mother. Into the room of, can you say my conceiving?
Yeah, or, I guess it's.
Because it wouldn't be conceived.
Yeah, it wouldn't really be the one who conceived me, would it? I mean, that's how they translate the vocabulary.
And why wouldn't it be?
Because it's an active participle.
Mm-hmm. Boy, it sure is hard to try and translate that into English smoothly. Okay.
Because the ha is one of the root letters. It's not like a definite ha.
Right. No, it's a root letter, which means you've got a whole involved to make it look like a participle. And that's what they say it is a participle. And yet we know the conception must have happened in the past. So it's really just a strange construct here.
Yeah, it can't be ongoing conceiving.
No, it can't be ongoing conceiving. That doesn't make any sense. And in the sentence above, or the line above, Candy, you said, until I bring him... So you say this one is imperfect?
Until I brought him.
Yeah, okay. Until I brought him. So they're mixing tenses. They're leaving out parts of words. They're using participles in strange ways. So all we can say about Song of Songs is it's a strange way to write the Hebrew. Okay, Daniel, pick up with number 5.
could you say I swear or I swore?
It's actually make to swear.
Yeah. Okay, so I make I make promise to y'all. Could you say that? Because up there in the top in the new vocabulary, it says I make promise.
Uh-huh.
So I make y'all promise?
Yeah, that's what they're trying to get across here, is I make you, plural, promise. And the you is Benot Yerushalayim.
Yeah, daughters of Jerusalem.
Yeah, so that's defining who etchem refers to.
Right. By gazelles or by does of a field.
Uh-huh, of the field. And their field should be hasadah, but they've lost one of the syllables. Candy, go ahead.
You will not stir up.
Mm-hmm.
And you will not rouse.
Mm-hmm.
The love until it pleases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Boy, I'm glad I wasn't the first person to have to ever translate Song of Songs. Because, boy, that's a toughie. Turn the page to Ecclesiastes, which was also written by Solomon.
That's as smooth as sorghum, isn't it?
Yeah, smooth as sorghum. Remember the warning we had back in our first Hebrew primer. A literal translation of the Hebrew does not always make good English. Sometimes you got to smooth it out. Yeah, for sure. On page 154, we start Ecclesiastes 1:9, which it says the Hebrew term for that is Kohelet. Kohelet, yeah. On page 155, they simply put as Kohelet, but that's not good enough for us. Kahal is the Hebrew word for an assembly. Kohelet is the leader of the assembly. So it's referring to the entire nation of Israel as a congregation or assembly, and King Solomon is the Kohelet, or the leader of the congregation, because he's king of the nation. So they're looking at the nation not here as a nation group, but as a congregation of believers in God. That's why in some English Bibles they translate Kohelet as the preacher, and they shouldn't do that, because it's referring to the one who is the leader of the congregation of God. And that's King Solomon.
That just to make it sound more churchy?
Yeah, to make it sound more churchy. Second one says, Havel Havelim.
Havel Havelim.
Vanity of vanities. The word vanity means emptiness. So Havel Havelim means the most empty of the most empty, essentially, is what I was trying to get across. Vanity of vanities, totally empty, of no value. And of course we have Havel, which is vanity, but up above it's Havel, because that's the word pair form. Havel, regular, Havel, word pair form. And then we have Yitron.
Yitron.
Yitron is prophet. Upper left, Amalo.
Amalo.
His labor, the O at the end, the O vowel is his labor, Amalo. How do we normally say labor?
Avodah.
Yeah, avodah is a way to say service or work. It's from the verb avad. And then the next word is sheya'amol. And the She is going to be that same short form of Asher, at which he labors. That's where they get the at which, is from the She. The Ya'amol, the Yod, imperfect, he, Amol, labors.
Okay.
Vezarach.
Vezarach.
Rises. What was calm? Calm was arises. This is rises. Okay. Shoaif.
Shoaif.
It hastens. And Zoreach.
Zoreach.
It rises. Of course, that sure looks like an active participle, doesn't it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I would say it is rising, but okay. It is rising, it rises. They both go up. Verb analysis. Amar. He said. That's easy. He said. Sheya'amol.
Sheya'amol.
At which he labors. The word amal is a pa'al verb, which means he labored. Holeich.
Holeich.
It's just an active participle, walking or going. Ba.
Ba.
Participle, coming. Could also be what, if they hadn't told us it was a participle. Could have been he came. Same word. Omed. Oh, no, no. Omadit.
Omadit.
Omadit. My, they changed the vowel on us there. But it's an active participle, standing. And it's the feminine form. So normally it's two segols in a row, omedit, but they changed the first one to a kametz, so omadit. Of course, I haven't looked over here in the Hebrew to see if they got another typo or not. But Vezarach.
Vezarach.
And he will arise. Or, and he will rise, not arise, but rise. I'm not sure there's a difference between arise and rise, but okay. Uva.
Uva.
What is uva?
And he will come.
And he will come. Shoaif.
Showing.
Yep, that holam vav between the first and second root letters, active participle, gasping. Ooh, if you've ever wanted to know how to say gasping, here it is. Shoaif. And last, Zoreach.
Zoreach.
Zoreach. It is arising. If we look at the roots below, the grammatical note says, 1-1, the word Kohelet has an uncertain meaning. It's not so uncertain. It is the leader of the Kahal, the leader of the assembly. So it says, some translate the word as preacher. That's why it says uncertain, because they don't buy it as preacher. Okay. 1-3 says, notice that this sentence contains a noun and verb, amalo and sha'amol, derived from the same root. Okay. That's common. Nouns do derive from verb roots. 1-4, though, is what I want you to see. The regular feminine singular participle for amad is omedit. It says omadit is a pausal form. So it says, look at page 99 for an explanation of what it means, a pausal form. So let's go over to page 99. Which tells us nothing, except that on page 99, there's a pausal form, and there may be others in the book. It doesn't tell us what it is, just that it has a vowel change. And we saw that ourselves when it was omadet instead of omedet. It's not going to change the accent. It's just going to change the pronunciation. And in grammatical note 1-5 on page 155, it says, Sham, which means there, is a redundant adverb and should not be included in your translation. Well, we'll see. Page 154, let's read it. Divrei.
Divrei.
Kohelet.
Kohelet.
Ben.
Ben.
David.
David.
Melech. Birushalayim.
Birushalayim.
I know they put Birushalayim, but we're going to say Birushalayim so that we know what in the world it is. Means the same thing. Daniel, whole sentence.
All right. So, words of, would you say the Kohelet or just words of Kohelet?
I would say the words of, because Kohelet is specific. It refers to a specific individual.
All right. The words of the Kohelet, the son of David, the king in Jerusalem.
Except there's no king. But it's just king, not the king. Who is king referring to? To David or to the Kohelet?
To the Kohelet.
Yes, it's to the Kohelet. The Kohelet is the son of David who is king in Jerusalem, which would be Solomon, right? Why didn't Solomon just put his name there? Because he figured everybody knows who's king in Jerusalem. Yep. Number two, did we read it yet?
No.
Let's read it. Havail.
Havail.
Havilim.
Havilim.
Amar.
Amar.
Kohelet.
Kohelet.
Havail.
Havail.
Havilim.
Havilim.
Hakol.
Havail.
Havail. Candy. Translate and then explain it.
Vanity of vanities, Kohelet said. Vanity of vanities. Everything is vanity.
Yes, but what does it mean?
I guess everything that they thought was important is not really important.
Yeah, kind of. Everything in this world, the material things of this world, are all of no real value. No matter how much gold we have, silver, how many cars, how much land, what does that mean in eternity? Nothing. And that's what Solomon wants to get across to his children before he dies. Is it doesn't matter how much material wealth you have, material possessions, none of that matters. All that matters is what's done for the heavenly goals, not for the earthly gains. Number three, Ma.
Ma.
Yitron.
Yitron.
La Adam.
La Adam.
Bechol.
Bechol.
Amalo.
Amalo.
She Ya'amol.
She Ya'amol.
Tachat. Hashamish.
Hashamish.
And again, they changed the vowel. It should normally be Hashemish, but they changed the vowel. So, Daniel, what is this one? Please translate it and then explain it to me.
All right. What profit to the man in all of his labor at which he labors under the sun?
Yep, that's a good translation. Now, what in the world does that mean?
Means like, don't store up your treasures here, store up your treasures in heaven. That's the way I kind of see it.
Exactly. What eternal value does all our earthly labors to gain material wealth accomplish?
Nothing. And Solomon would know that better than anybody.
Yes, he would know that better than anybody. He tried to find meaning in all kinds of things, material wealth, material pleasures, and his bottom line conclusion was, it's all just empty. when you look at it from an eternal perspective. So verse 4, door. Holech.
Holech.
Vador.
Vador.
Ba.
Ba.
Ve'ha'aretz.
Ve'ha'aretz.
Le'olam.
Le'olam.
Omadet.
Omadet.
Candy, please translate and explain it to me. I'm kind of slow today.
A generation goes, and a generation comes.
Wait. Okay, go ahead.
Is going?
Yes, it actually is going and is coming, but if you say goes and comes, I'll take it. So long as we remember and recognize that these are active participles.
And the earth, would you say earth or land?
I would say the land, but you can say the earth, that's okay.
Stands forever.
Mm-hmm. Or is standing forever. So what does that mean?
That your life is but a vapor.
Yeah.
And that
that's true.
And the
so one generation dies, another is born, and the world just keeps going on. It just keeps turning. None of us are so important that the world stops turning when we die, right? When we pass out of it. The world just keeps going. Number 5. Vezarach.
Vezarach.
Hashemesh.
Hashemesh.
Uvah.
Uvah.
Hashamish.
Hashamish.
Va'el.
Va'el.
Makamo.
Makamo.
Shoaif.
Shoaif.
Zoreach.
Zoreach.
Who.
Who.
Sham.
Sham.
Daniel, half of it.
All right. The sun will rise. And the sun will come.
Mm-hmm. Candy?
And to its place, it is hastening.
Mm-hmm.
And rising.
Mm-hmm.
There. Or not there.
Yep.
Don't be too redundant now.
Yep. So what does that sentence mean to me?
But it kind of goes back to verse 4, like what you said, the earth doesn't stop rotating.
Exactly. The sun comes up every morning. Every day there's a new day, whether you're here or whether you're not. The earth keeps spinning, the sun keeps coming up, and life goes on.
You know, and I kind of see a little bit of, like, you know, world to come, too, because it says, the sun will rise and the sun will come, like, even on into eternity.
And that's right, even into eternity. I agree with you, Daniel. Turn a page. Let's do one more. Page 157, the new vocabulary says, Darom.
Darom.
South. Vesovev. And turning. Ah, how does this relate to Hanukkah?
Sevivon is the the dreidel.
Sevivon is the spinning of the dreidel. And then in the song goes on, sov, spin, 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 or turn. Zafon is north. So far we've had south and north. And we have Sovev, which is the same as Vasovev without the va, so it's turning. Active participle in both cases. Oh, left hand side. Sevivotav.
Sevivotav.
The tav at the end is its. Sevivo is talking about circuit, the circle upon which it spins. See, it's related to the word for turning. Ha-nechalim.
Ha-nechalim.
Nachal is the Hebrew word for river. They translate it here, the streams. Maybe it's a little river.
I thought Nahar was river.
Nahar. Okay. Malay.
Malay.
Is full. Shahana Chalim. That Sheh is that same replacement for Asher, making it an inseparable preposition. Hanechalim is the streams. Well, if Hanachalim above was the streams, Sheh Hanachalim is going to be where the streams. In the middle of the new vocabulary, we have Yegeim.
Yegeim.
Wearisome. Wearisome. Verb analysis. Holake. That's an active participle from halak, so it's walking or going. If you disagree, just say I disagree. Sovev.
Sovev.
Turning or going around. Notice how God knows that the earth rotates. And the sun has a cycle because of the earth's movement and rotation. Sovev.
Sovev.
Is also turning. How come one has a cholam vav and one has a cholam?
They're interchangeable.
They're interchangeable. Makes no difference. That's right. They're both active participles from the same word. Shav.
Shav.
Is returning. We know that word already. Holchim is a participle in the plural for walking or going. If it had a ha in front of it, we'd say the walking ones or the walkers, but it doesn't here. May over there. Shavim.
Shavim.
Participle, returning. It differs from shav only in that it's plural. Lalachet.
Lalachet.
Normally is lalechet, but again, they keep replacing one of the segols with the kamates, but it's simply to walk or to go. Yuchal. He or it will be able, a word we're very familiar with, in ledaber,
ledaber,
to speak, pial verb, strong emotion. In grammatical notes, it says throughout Ecclesiastes, the sheh replaces asher. Why should we have anticipated that? Because they're both written by the same person, Solomon. So he's using the same style. Again, he uses a lot of Aramaic. He uses some acronyms here. It says you saw the same pattern in Song of Songs. In 1:6, it says, remember that participles may be spelled with or without a vav, meaning it could be a cholam or a cholam vav. They both mean the same thing. And 1:7 says, like omadet, lalachet is a pausal form. Just means they change the vowel. Don't get too hooked on the vowels. Ah, eh. You see them interchanged a lot throughout scripture like this. Let's read 6. Holech.
Holech.
El.
El.
Darom.
Darom.
Vesovev.
Vesovev.
El.
El.
Zafon.
Sovev.
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 Holech.
Holech.
Haruach.
Haruach.
Va'al.
Va'al.
Sevivotav.
Sevivotav.
Shav.
Shav.
Haruach.
Haruach.
Daniel, first half.
All right. Going to the south. And turning to the north. Turning.
Mm-hmm. Candy?
The wind is going. And upon its circuit. The wind returns, or is returning.
The wind is returning. So what does that mean?
The wind blows where it goes.
The wind blows where it goes, and it never stops, right? It goes north, it goes south, it goes wherever it goes. But always, the wind comes back again, eventually. Verse 7, Kol.
Kol.
Hanechalim.
Hanechalim.
Holchim.
Holchim.
El.
El.
Hayam.
Hayam.
Vehayam.
Vehayam.
Einenu. Malay.
Malay.
El.
El.
Macomb.
Macomb.
Shehanechalim.
Shehanechalim.
Holchim.
Holchim.
Sham.
Sham.
Haim.
Haim.
Shavim.
Shavim.
Lalachet.
Lalachet.
Daniel, first half.
All of the streams are going to the sea,
mm-hmm.
and the sea is not full.
Mm-hmm. Candy?
To a place where the streams are going there, they are returning to go.
Yes. What does that mean?
Means the rivers and streams flow into the oceans and never the ocean never gets full.
Why?
It's like a cycle.
It recycles. The sea evaporates. It goes into the clouds. The clouds drop rain. The rain fills up the rivers and the streams and they flow to the ocean and the cycle continues. So far, what do you see in Ecclesiastes?
Well, Solomon sounds depressed.
Yeah. He's trying to get across what? That earthly wealth and riches is not where man's heart should be. The world just keeps turning with or without us. So let's finish this. Verse 8 says, Kol.
Kol.
Hadavarim.
Hadavarim.
Yegeim.
Yegeim.
Lo.
Lo.
Yuchal.
Yuchal.
Ish.
Ish.
Ledaber.
Ledaber.
The first line, Daniel.
All of the words.
I would say all of the things, but you said all of the words, okay?
All of the things are wearisome.
Are wearisome. Candy?
A man is not able to speak.
A man is not able to speak. And that's where we'll stop for the week. We'll pick up next week, Lord will, on page 158, finishing that verse. Thank you for your study and your participation.
Thank you.